The investigation into the cause of the crash could take some time. Officials said today they have no clues at this point about why the plane went down. As to the big question, is this another case of terrorism? Authorities are saying cautiously, apparently not. NPR's Larry Abramson reports. The investigation into the cause of the crash could take some time. Officials said today they have no clues at this point about why the plane went down. As to the big question, is this another case of terrorism? Authorities are saying cautiously, apparently not. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Flight 587 was nearly full with 246 passengers and 9 crew members when it took off just after 8:30 this morning. The plane was bound for Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, but the A300 Airbus never got far from JFK International Airport. Shortly after takeoff, the plane nosedived into a neighborhood of single-family homes. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said the city took immediate precautions just in case this was another terrorist attack.
The airports were closed. We didn't allow people into the city. We were assuming that there, you know, other things might happen. As soon as we were able to get all the facts, we de-escalated, I guess is the way to call it. And now the city is open. It's open for business. There'll still be a higher state of alert, but that's the situation we live in now. And I think, in a strange way, this is what we have to get used to.
The city's 3 major airports were temporarily shut down, a frightening reminder of the national airline shutdown that followed the September 11th attacks. Once again, Mayor Giuliani was on the phone with the White House trying to figure out what kind of help the city needed to recover from yet another tragedy. Under ordinary circumstances, the White House would not be expected to comment on a plane crash, but the circumstances being what they are, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was asked whether he had any information that would help explain this crash.
There were no unusual communications with the cockpit. There will be additional communications that will be searched to see if there are any other communications, but at this moment, all communications were normal prior to the crash.
The FBI will be involved in this investigation, but officials with the FBI said they have no reason to regard this crash as suspicious. One official said that agents had examined the passenger list, no clues there. Ari Fleischer said the lead agency at this point is the National Transportation Safety Board, the independent agency that leads all plane crash investigations.
On the question of whether there's any terrorism, as I indicated at the beginning, first information is always subject to change. We have not ruled anything in, not ruled anything out. The investigation is being headed by the National Transportation Safety Board to try to determine the cause of it.
The NTSB will have nearly 100 investigators on the scene. They must make a painstaking search through the debris to find the small clues that could explain what happened. Some crash investigations take years before the board assigns a definite cause. At this point, there are few distinguishing features. Flight 587 crashed at a fairly steep angle and may have broken into pieces before it hit the ground. One of the plane's engines fell on top of a gas station well away from the fuselage. Other pieces landed off the coast. The NTSB's Marion Blakey said investigators will be looking at this wide debris field to see whether some sort of explosion in the air caused the crash.
At this point, as you know, the wreckage is scattered over a wide area. We have reports from the Coast Guard, in fact, that they have had recovery of some major parts out of Jamaica Bay. We also have been able to recover so far the flight data recorder. I expect that that will be coming back here to Washington on the same flight that we are taking up now with a major investigative team.
The discovery of the flight data recorder could answer part of this mystery. The data recorder can give information about everything from the plane's airspeed and engine function to the setting of the flaps and slats on the plane's wings. That information could help explain whether the wayward engine caused the crash or whether it was dislodged by some other problem. The cockpit voice recorder could also help, though pilots don't always know just what's causing their plane to crash. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.